Hey everyone and all, this is Allie. Been away for a minute, but I am back. I lost my voice and I got it back. Anyway, always the quote, and this one actually comes from the dictionary. The meaning of life is simply to exist, to survive, to move ahead, to move up, to achieve, to conquer. That amazing quote from a dictionary, just the definition of life. And here's some thoughts that I had, of course, that I write about. Here, I am living, or am I stuck in my head again? Going through the past like a notebook full of old thoughts, I try to pull through to come back to me again. Sometimes finding myself, then losing myself, and finding myself again. I guess this is a part of life's plan, or is it just life, and I'm always learning and growing from it. Through this, all I still know, who I am, who I came to be, and how I should have charged rent for those who have hurt me and took up residence in my psyche, I would be rich, let me tell you. I find myself running and reaching for friends like-minded, like me, so I can feel normal toward the normalcy. Anyway, my question is, what is normalcy? I'm human. I have found that fight or flight helped me when I was a child. As an adult, it does nothing for me, but cause misery and pain, not a place I choose to be. Life and all its glory, but for some, a series of unfortunate events that aren't taken lightly. Crossroads, bridges that need to be burned, tunnels, treading in the waters at sea. My words are from past, present, and future. I long for acknowledgement to help others understand their feeling and how the traumatic mind works. Now listen, I am not a therapist. I go to therapy. I am not a psychiatrist. I have doctors that help me to understand me. I am an advocate, hopefully my words helping others with my words. I want ones to see, hear my words, not to feel alone. So healing and growing can begin. So healing and growing can begin. Amen. And this is Allie.
If I can reach the stars, pour one down for you, shine it on my heart, so you can see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now I try, it's only in my dreams. I can change the world. I would be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something. Baby, if I could change
the world. Hey everybody, this is Allie, and that is the wonderful Eric Clapton with my favorite song in the world, Change the World. And as usual, I have a quote and some written words for you. My quote is from Winston Churchill. It is short and to the point.
Fear
is a reaction. Courage is a decision. Thank you, Winston Churchill. And that is my thoughts that I was thinking of today. Busted hearts take flight, and the broken become whole. I know in these trial times of masks and fever thermometers, it can be scary. So-called new normal, using scare tactics to keep us compliant. For some, it keeps us in a constant state of fear. Fast forward, no looking back. Clocks, that remotes. To get my life back on track, I'm so tired of my panic attacks. Like Simba from The Lion King, we rise to the sun with the hands of love. We will rise together. We will fight together. Can I get an amen and a blessed be? Can't hear you, but you can say it without me. Again, we fight together. Can I get an amen and a blessed be? All of us were not meant to live in our self-made prisons and cages. Don't let fear take over your present moments. The current that surrounds us all surrounds me, you, everyone. If you're looking for hope and if you're feeling alone tonight, it's always around the ministry of your own life, and it's up to you to make it happen. This is not the world. The world is just not an unfortunate place. There is beauty and amazing events that bring us together. Balance, the yin and the yang. Think about it. And this is Allie and Eric Clapton. And I'll be talking to you next Wednesday. Hello, one and all, and it is Thursday afternoon, about 1:30, and this is Allie, and these are my thoughts on my journeys. First, as always, a quote. Respectful communication is about expressing your own thoughts and feelings, not pointing out someone else's shortcomings. Don't we all kind of do that at some point? I don't have the person who, you know, wrote it, but it says www.therespectchallenge.com. So if you're looking for any of these, you'll find them there. Anyway, this is what I wrote last night whenever I read these. We all learn as we grow, getting older, to stop others from bullying us so you can't share your true thoughts and feelings. Don't let anyone ever tell you what they want you to do. It's all about opinions. What they think is best for you, it's not always, but most likely it's best for them. People talking over people, deflecting their own issues. I will be honest. I have come to realize that at times I may have done that. And I and myself need to learn better communication. Communication is one-sided, and sometimes the person who's doing this is protecting the other person who said something or who's doing something. I've seen people shut themselves down so fast that it made my head spin. So I learned to walk away from all that, you know, shit. Reminding myself, don't go there. At least, just don't go there. But we all need to vent, so speak to someone who understands you. Reminding myself, don't do that or don't go there. Remind yourself, hey, you know what? I don't want to go there. It only causes stress inside and out. Speak your mind, however, be mindful of other feelings. Now, I want you to remember this. You have to be mindful of other people's feelings because you don't know what they're going through. Anyway, those are my thoughts today. And this is Allie.